Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So, self-inflicted mistakes certainly proved costly. Michael Penix had an x-ray and an MRI on his non-throwing hand. Tom Allen told us Monday. Both came back good. Should be fine physically. Okay, we move on to Western Kentucky down in Bowling Green Saturday night at 8 o'clock. Coach Tom did review that targeting call against his All-America linebacker Micah McFadden Saturday. Told us it wasn't targeting, has reported it to league hierarchy, but as he also told us.
I'm all about player safety, so that's, to me, is totally the focus, and it should be. And I think a lot of us coaches, we talk about this a lot. I mean, there's a lot of agreement that the rule right now needs to be evaluated. I mean, the ejection for something like that is not what it needs to be. But just me giving my two cents here, you know, I think that's what needs to be done. It needs to be done soon. Common sense would say it should be, and I hope that that's the case.
Micah McFadden with his side of the story on what happened coming up in our next report. Reds Pirates tonight, 6:10 pregame. Tyler Molly looking for win number 13. Season getting short. Wins are key. Thought for this Tuesday, happiness is not a matter of intensity, but of balance, order, rhythm, and harmony. Have a good one. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, we all know what happened after Micah McFadden was ejected for targeting Cincinnati quarterback Desmond Ridder last Saturday. None of it was good, and really a sickening loss in the end. Tom Allen reviewed the call, totally disagreeing with it, as he told us earlier in a report. Something needs to be done. I mean, can we amend it, change the severity of the rule? Well, Micah McFadden himself Monday took us through the scenario.
You know, I was just coming on a blitz, kind of ricocheting off the tackle, you know, saw the quarterback. And it was kind of, you know, in passing, we were kind of sliding across each other, and I think our face mask kind of connected there. Probably didn't agree with the call, but there's not much I can do about that after the fact. Kind of just control what I can control and lower my target when I'm around the quarterback. You know, I think there could be some changes to it. You know, maybe if there was a two-penalty rule or something, and the second one was an ejection. But, you know, the rule is what the rule is now, and, you know, they're not going to change it mid-game because of something iffy like that. But, you know, maybe it will in the future because of the way the game's going. But, you know, I can't control that.
Well, he learned a painful lesson, Micah McFadden, and he's smart enough to know he'll not do that again. But something needs to be done about this rule. Reds Pirates tonight, Tyler Molly looking for his 13th win. Have yourself a good Tuesday. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.